you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
Hi, this is Dana Workman from Haunted Highway on Sci-Fi, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Boom.
This is Bill Murphy of Sci-Fi Channel's Fact or Fake Paranormal Files, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Christopher Sanders with My Ghost Story on Biography. You are listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
Hey, and Michael Perry.
And we're here, hello, we're here at The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli and weekly...
LiveParanormal.com.
Weekly at LiveParanormal.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rex Williams, the medic from Destination Truth, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com.
This is Stefan Bergotti from Pacific Coast Paranormal, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. She rocks!
This is True TV's haunting evidence investigator, Patrick Burns.
And Ghost Huntress author, Marley Gibson.
And you're listening to Ghost Host. Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Professor Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com.
This is author Alexandra Holzer, and you're listening to Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli.
Hi, this is Jeff Belanger, host of 30 Odd Minutes, founder of GhostVillage.com, and author of lots of your favorite paranormal books, and you're listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia, on LiveParanormal.com. Boo!
This is Nick Groff, executive producer of Ghost Adventures, the original documentary in Ghost Adventures, season 1 through 10, and executive producer of Ghost Stalkers, author of Chasing Spirits, the building of the Ghost Adventures crew, and founder of NickGroffTours.com. You are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com. Tune in.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on LiveParanormal.com.
Celebrating her 9th anniversary as the Ghost Host, it's Sophia Temporelli right here on LiveParanormal.com.
The Ghost Host.
That's right, it's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on LiveParanormal.com. I'm John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James. And this is hands down the world's most unique paranormal broadcast, where 21-year-old Sophia Temporelli discusses all the latest hot topics with all the paranormal field experts themselves. And she's been doing this since she was 12 years old. So congratulations, Sophia, on over 9 years of broadcasting on LiveParanormal.com. Feel free to call into the show at 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316. Feel free, too, as well, to jump into the LiveParanormal.com chat room. It only takes a second to get yourself an avatar and you're part of the LP family. Make sure the questions are all caps for our guests, too, as well, so we can distinguish your questions from conversations in the ongoing chat room, too. Rob Sterik, thank you so much for providing this format on LiveParanormal.com each and every week. Thank you to all of our moderators who patched us through at live events when we had no internet feed. Thank you guys so much for all your support over the years. I hope everyone's keeping safe out there. Today, we welcome natural-born clairvoyant, automatic writer, celebrity psychic medium, shaman, ghost hunter, intuitive April, the psychic housewife of New Jersey. As featured on Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, everyone visit intuitiveapril.com. That's intuitiveapril.com. Facebook like too as well, Intuitive April, and Twitter and Instagram at intuitive_April. Again, free on-air reading. So 347-202-0316. I'll post the number in the liveparanormal.com chat room too as well. Upcoming, we have Ghost Hunters key investigator Brian Murray on the program next Saturday the 12th. Ghost Adventures producer, ghostvillage.com founder, 30-odd minutes host Jeff Belanger will be on the program on the 19th. Netflix televised psychic intuitive remote viewer Harvey Althaus will be returning to the program too on the 26th of September. So you don't want to miss any of these upcoming shows. We have other guests securing their dates as we speak. So like the Ghost Host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com fan page to learn about the guest as we learn of them real time. And so we have some great shows coming up. Also like liveparanormal.com Facebook group page. A lot of great new paranormal investigative team member panel roundups on the weekends, and a lot of great new hosts added to the lineup here on LP. Check out the membership packages. They start as low as $2.99 a month. Rob Sarek, the site founder, he's great at rewarding the audience. So a lot of autographed books by some of your favorite paranormal authors and giveaways, they're available to the members here on LP. Support the vendors too as well. So if you're getting grandma a mail meter for her birthday or anything, do it with the vendors here on Live Paranormal. Tonight on LP, starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, Beyond the Screen and Ghostlight Radio, as well as monthly Mondays, right here, Chip Coffee of A&E's Paranormal State, Psychic Kids, and now on Kindred Spirits, as well as Ben Hansen, Amy Goodwin, David M. Roundtree, Stefan Brigati, Andy and Michelle Kopic, Ken Gearhard, and many more right here on this very network. Archive shows, if you miss anything, they're available as free MP4 iTunes downloads immediately following the broadcast. And let's bring on the host here. Get her unmuted here. Sophia, congratulations, 9 years of broadcasting.
Thank you. I can't believe it's already been 9 years. And the fact that you made me 24, even though I'm only 21.
Well, I started to. I get layering at the beginning of the show through my earpiece, so sometimes I have to kind of pull that out for a second.
The layering aged me up 3 years?
Well, yeah, I'm hearing myself like three different times over my own voice, so it's like I'm like fumbling around with the earpiece and everything. But you're doing a fantastic job. I want to say, too, prayers for Dave Schrader. I saw on the Dark Zone, if you go to darkzone.tv, they're having a live online event, and he's supposed to be a part of it, but they posted that he's in the hospital, so all our prayers, too, for the Holzer Files key host investigator, Dave Schrader. I know he's been a big support for you over the years, and all our prayers out to him today.
Definitely. I hope he feels better soon.
Yeah, Sophia. Well, congratulations. 9 years of broadcasting you. I know he was a big part of that, too, as well, supporting you through the years. You got these Instagrams, you got the Twitters and all these different things. Where can people find you?
I'm on Instagram at Sophia Temporelli and Twitter at Sophia Temporelli with one L. Because my name's
and yeah, we're a little yeah, and we had some heat, a lot of heat here in Southern California, so it was kind of messing with our editing system and had to take little breaks, so we're about a week behind. But the video is finally posted for the house in between for Kendall and Vera Welpton and them promoting on your show. So we have the video, promotional video, up on your YouTube so people can check it out. But tell us about our guest today, Sophia.
Today we welcome clairvoyant, celebrity psychic medium, shaman, ghost hunter, intuitive April, the psychic housewife of New Jersey, as featured on Travel Channel's The Holzer Files. Everyone visit intuitiveapril.com, Facebook like, Intuitive April, Twitter, Instagram, at intuitive_April. Let's welcome her into the show.
And I want to thank her. I know it's taxing and tolling sometimes for intuitives and psychics coming on the show, so I want to thank her for offering the free reading. So 347-202-0316. That's 347-202-0316 for your live on-air reading. And now, finally, she's unmuted. April, thanks for coming on today.
Hi, how are you guys? Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're doing good. Thank you so much.
you know, I'm quite impressed with all those celebrities that I followed. Zach Bagans, I can't believe it. You had him on the show, and I missed that.
Oh, well, he wasn't on the show. We met him at an event a couple times, and he was able to cut an audio bite for us. But we have had Nick Groff on from Ghost Adventures.
I love Nick. Great guy.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
So, yeah, thank you so much, and thank you for coming on today. It is great to have you on and for you to offer psychic readings for those in need of some help.
Yeah, absolutely. I love doing that. I love doing free readings.
So to start off, congratulations on your appearance on the Holzer Files. Can you tell us a little bit about the episode you were on and how that all came about?
Oh, sure. Actually, that was at the Lambert Castle here in Paterson, New Jersey. And I was contacted by the producers that wanted to know if I had any experiences there. And I actually was not there, but I was able to, like, remotely see what was going on there. So I just started telling them what was going on. And, you know, I was seeing a lady in white there, you know, that was walking around the castle. I picked up the mother who was crying all the time. And they actually, Dave and Shane and Cindy all heard that during the show when they started their investigation.
Well,
pretty cool,
it's
though.
Great that you were able to share your story and, you know, just kind of let people know about the history of, you know, the location. I mean, it's great to get, you know, locations out there and just kind of hear their stories.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. As a matter of fact, I want to go back there and investigate.
Well, I would love to find out what you capture the next time you go back.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Maybe you guys can come with me.
That would be great. I would love to. It'd be great to meet in person.
Yeah, absolutely. Where are you guys located?
Long Beach, California.
Oh, nice. Sorry.
Yeah, we're a little bit far off, but it would still be great to get out to the East Coast.
A lot of my clients are from California.
Yeah, I feel like it's just like kind of a California thing, but like the spiritual side, I feel like that's because I've met so many people that are so open to the paranormal around here, which is really great.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's from the shows or something, but it's great for all of that. And, you know, for you, I know you're a psychic. At what age did you kind of notice your abilities and start to develop them?
Actually, my experiences started at 4. My dad had passed away when I was 2. So my mom remarried, moved us to Little Ferry, New Jersey. It was like the country to us back then because I came from Hoboken. And, you know, so one night I woke up and my dad, who passed away, was in front of my bed trying to talk to me. And I started screaming.
Oh, wow.
That was crazy. But after that, you know, like he opened a portal. So everything came in. So I had a lot of bad entities around me. I was being attacked. One's trying to talk to me. It was crazy. But not until I think I was, like, you know, got into, well, it's funny, like, at school, I would just know things. You know, they thought I was, like, a brainiac because I would, like, blurt out answers. I had no idea. I was not good at math. And then
I'm not good at math either.
No. And I was, like, blurting out all the answers. And then we're having a meeting with my parents. They wanted to me to skip a grade. And I'm like, Mom, I'm just hearing the numbers. And then I think when I started, you know, now I'm in my, you know, going out to clubs and bars. And then I would really start picking up stuff from people. Like I was sitting next to this girl one time. And I turned to her and I said, who's Joe? And she goes, that's my boyfriend. I'm like, why do you let him hit you? And she started crying, got into this long conversation with her. So that's when I'm like, oh, my God, this is really crazy. I really do know stuff.
I mean, that is great. I've been in the paranormal since I was 8, and I remember when, you know, I was able to kind of pick up. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I started at a young age, and I'm bad at math, and I would just always hope, you know, I'm not psychic, but I would say, like, I'm more sensitive to stuff. I just always hope in math class please give me an answer. It never happened, but I did. I would used to sit there and be like, come on, spirits, can't you help me out? I'm not doing well.
No, you know what you have to do? You just let it fall into it. You know, like, a lot of people say, well, my guides have guides that tell me things. I have no idea. It's just the information just drops into my head. My mentor always says it's downloads, you know, it just downloads right into your brain. So,
let me tell you, it's really cool.
You are sensitive, and most people that are in this business, like, you know, paranormal investigators, are all in this because they had some type of experience, which says that they are sensitive. They have some mediumistic skills, you know, a little bit of psychic skills, you know, and you could really build it up, too.
I like to say I'm like a smoke detector. I can tell something's there, but I'm not very helpful in like identifying things like a smoke detector, you know? I can tell you something's there, but it's not much helpful after the fact.
Wait, let me tell you, so one time I was at the Shanley, the first time I was at the Shanley, and we're upstairs, I'm upstairs with my team, and they're looking for this guy, Joe. So I don't know the history. I don't like to know the history of anywhere I go. So I'm up there, and they're like, they're in Joe's room. And they're like, April, do you know where he is? And I turn to my right, and I point at him because I could see him. And all of a sudden, this guy comes and hits me in the back of my head for ratting him out.
I guess ghosts don't even like to be ratted out. They're just like, hey, I'm invisible now. Just let me live that way. I'm perfectly happy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now I completely protect myself that nobody can touch me. But at the Shanley, I'm always getting touched. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have to go there. Have you ever been there? Yeah.
No, I haven't. I really haven't been to the East Coast. I've been to the East Coast with my aunt, like to Chicago and stuff, but she's not really into the paranormal, so I haven't been able to investigate.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you, you know what I was picking up around you? Are you going to do a road trip? Because I feel like you're going to do this on the road.
I would love to soon. I'm, you know, trying to be able to get stuff together where I could film more videos and stuff.
That's what I see you doing, like going to different locations and broadcasting and talking about it.
Well, so, that's, the dream, to be able to go to new locations.
Well, you are going to do that because I saw that before, like before we went on. I'm like, she's going to be going on a road trip. Good for you.
Thank you. Well, I can't wait, you know. It's a lot of fun, you know, being able to go experience locations, as I'm sure, you know, with all spirits, you just never know what you're going to get.
Oh, I love going on to different places. That's my plan for like 2021. I just want to travel all over and go to different locations. You know, this is how I actually relax, is going to different locations and, you know, ghost hunting. Mm-hmm. Besides doing my readings, it's just taking a break from the readings and investigating. Good old, you know, paranormal investigating.
It totally makes sense, you know. I mean, a lot of the time I think people don't realize that investigating is a lot of the time sitting around or standing, and you sometimes don't capture stuff. So it's kind of just like you're sitting there in silence and there's nothing else around you.
Yeah, and we're sitting on dirty floors, you know, like
I mean, there's not the spiders of it all
for hours and hours. But you know, that's where they bring me in, so like I can, you know, decipher what's going on or tell them where they're at, what they're saying. And I just love it. I love it because, you know what, that relaxes me. There's no pressure. Because when I'm doing readings and, you know, there's somebody in front of me and I can tell, like, they want to, you know, hear a certain thing. And that's so much pressure on me. And I'm like, oh. And if I can't give them the answer that they want, you know, it hurts my heart.
Yeah, I can imagine. And, you know, with you saying you want to travel a lot, what is the number one location that you would like to go to?
You know where I always want to go? The Villisca house, the axe house where these poor kids were killed. That's where I want to go. I think I saw there was Ghost Adventures watching that one day, and I said, that's where I want to go. Because I want to make contact with these children. Because that's my weak spot, the kids. I always want to help them.
I'm sure. I mean, it has to be hard, you know, as a child spirit. At the Queen Mary, there's Jackie, and, you know, I know a lot of the time when the psychic Peter James had talked to her, she was just looking for her parents. You know, it has to be hard being on the other side and so young, because it's scary, I would imagine, not knowing what's going on and why people can't hear you or interact with you and not seeing anyone familiar.
That's why I want to go there so bad. You know what? Now you got, after I'm done with you, I'm going to have to book this. I have to go there.
You should, definitely.
You should call
me. I would love to. That would be a lot of fun. Have you ever been to the Queen Mary, by the way?
No, but I have a good friend that told me all about that and showed me some really awesome evidence. So that's another place I want to go to.
If you're ever down this way, I would love to meet up with you there. It's one of our favorite locations.
Yeah, definitely. And I'd love to go
go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go. I was just going to start talking. I want to go to Beverly Hills. I want to go see the Housewives of New Jersey there. I mean, the Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. No, that definitely makes sense. I was just going to ask, is there a location that you've been to that you felt needed a follow-up? I know you said you like dealing with children's spirits. Was there any case that you felt like they could use further help, or just a location that you felt was cool enough to want to revisit?
Oh, well, actually, I got to tell you, that's why I want to go back to the Lambert Castle, that episode I did.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back there to talk to both the daughter, the lady in white, and to the mother. I just felt so bad for them, you know, just keep going around and around and searching. It's sad. You know, it's funny because the mother, like, I was outside the castle, and I heard her crying so loud. I'm like, doesn't anyone hear this? You know, like, this poor woman's crying. And all of a sudden, like, I remotely was, like, brought into the bedroom where she was crying. And I knew this woman, I felt right away, because I'm a mom. I said, oh, my God, this woman is crying over the loss of a child. And then later on the show, when I was filming with Dave Schrader, he explained to me that she had lost 5 children. I'm like, oh, my God. That's why she was wailing like that. Yeah, it was sad. That broke my heart. And yeah, I heard you say something about Dave. Dave's in the hospital?
Yeah, we were watching the Lizzie Borden live stream on the Dark Zone yesterday, and he was supposed to appear. And it was said in the chat room that he is sick and apparently is in the hospital. So hopefully recovers fast.
Yeah, absolutely. When I saw him, I'm just saying prayers for him. He's a great guy. Great guy.
Yeah, Dave's super nice. We met him years ago, back at one of his darkness events, and he's just been so nice and very supportive. When he came on to promote the Holzer Files, he threw in an audio bite because he felt left out.
And he is so supportive of the community. He's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. And, you know, with all your experiences, what has been kind of the most interesting experience you've had, or the scariest?
What's interesting? There's so many of them. I think the Hinsdale House. I went to the Hinsdale House. Now prior to me going to a location or knowing where I'm going, I will do like remote viewing. And I don't do it on purpose. It's just as soon as somebody starts talking about it, it brings me there. The entities that are there bring me there. Oh, wait, that's another thing. I just went to the Conjuring House like a month ago. That was crazy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So now prior to going to the Conjuring House, we're discussing, we're going, you know, our team was going. The entity that is in, well, this shadow figure that can't get on the property, that's on the property line, contacted me and was like trying to lure me there. That's the whole reason I was going there. This thing wanted me there. It wanted to talk to me. It was, you know, tell me it's my friend and, you know, like it liked me, which I, you know, of course I know this is a lie. Now, when I get, I'm driving to the house, I'm by myself to meet my team. I think like I'm a mile away, and all of a sudden I'm in somebody else's body and I'm looking through their eyes, and it was this woman that was, I know, it's really creepy. And, you know, it's funny because this is why I'm driving, too, seeing this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm able to drive. I know it sounds crazy. But she is sewing up, like, a like a voodoo doll or something, you know. And she's showing me this is made out of real human skin.
Oh.
I know, it was really,
really
creepy.
Really creepy.
Yeah, and I'm saying to myself, oh, my God, does she know that I'm seeing this through her eyes or is she showing me this? It was really, really creepy. But then the second time, like, that goes away, and then she comes back again. And she's letting me know, and I had told the owner, so, that she had placed, like, little spells in these bags in the shape of a pentacle in all the corners of the property. And then she told me, and she goes, and tell them they'll never find it. So,
wow.
Later here, now here comes that entity, that shadow figure. That shadow figure couldn't get on the property because of this. So now I meet Carl Johnson. Carl Johnson came to meet me there, and we walked the property together. That thing actually thought it would lure me there to rid the property of the spell, because a shaman's the only one that can really get rid of a witch's spell.
Yeah.
So it was crazy. I wound up cutting it off, like it was, you know, telling it was never able to contact me again. I believe this thing was an elemental. And I always tell people, they're not your friends. Fairies are not your friends. They will lie to you, and they'll promise you stuff, but they want something in return. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So how did you first become a shaman, and what kind of led you to wanting to take on that role?
Well, you know what? I think most of us, most of shamans, is that we all already have... we're walking that type of path, you know, like in touch with nature. I'm very in touch with nature, you know, like birds. I always feel like birds always give me information. So if there's any birds chirping outside, I'm like, all right, I know what you're saying to me. You know, you're getting information from that. And I just feel like I always was a shaman, because once I started to learn the path of it through my mentor, I'm like, oh, my God, I knew all this already. I said, I'm already a shaman. But, you know, it's our duty. Like, you know, I said, now this is my lot in life. It's like, you know, I am here to help other people. So, and that's what we do. Mm-hmm. We help heal. Some really great healers. I use my readings to help others, to give back that way. So, 24/7. Trying to help other people.
Yeah.
You know, like I have certain people they can reach out to me, as long as it's not like a love thing. You know, my boyfriend left me. It's usually I like to help other people who are sick and they can't figure out what's wrong with them or having issues with children. You know, I'll make that a priority.
Well, I think that's great that, you know, you use your abilities to help people. I lived in a haunted house when I was younger, and it's really scary to go through that. You don't know what to do.
Yeah.
It's just hard. And it's great that there's people like you willing to help people, whether it's with their health or, you know, something in their homes or just anything they're going through.
Yeah, absolutely. See, that's cool. I went through the same thing. This is what happened to me at my house when my father came. And it opened up into all these horrible entities bad ones. I even had a demon one that, like, followed me for years. And I didn't know how to get rid of it, you know, at the time, until right before I got married, my husband. I would dream about it. It would come to my dreams and talk to me, and it was letting me know it was going after my husband. And I said, oh, no, you're not. And I wound up killing it in my dreams, and I got rid of it.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool, right? I'm like, I'm glad I got rid of that one. That one was scary.
You're like a dream warrior.
Story. Yeah, I know. Isn't that pretty cool? So, you know, your dreams, we do, you know, we are in touch with the other side in our dreams.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you right
now,
I don't dream anymore.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to either after that experience.
You're much cooler
I
in your dreams, though. You're cooler, and you look better, and you're more powerful.
I don't know. I wore glasses for many years until I got LASIK, and then for like 2 years after my in my dreams, I was still wearing glasses. So I don't know if that really made me cooler or not.
Oh, I'm sure you look good in them.
Yeah, I mean, I started in the paranormal when I was 8. My parents and I just always loved Halloween, and they used to watch Sightings when they were dating back in the 90s. And yeah, I always had an interest in it. And then the house we lived in, my dad grew up in up until about the age of 9. My dad's adopted, and his father was a paranoid schizophrenic, so he had to move out. And then after my grandfather died, we moved in. And I guess I probably had experiences that I don't remember as a child, because my mom said I used to stand in the laundry room and just stare at nothing frozen, and she would have to like touch my hand to get me to move, and she didn't really think anything of it, but I don't remember it at all, like at all. And then
did you ever hear voices calling you
like at all? My mom said I couldn't even talk at that point, like I was so young that I couldn't even tell her what I was looking at.
So it's like almost and then taking over you,
I guess. I mean, I didn't really notice anything in the house until I was about 9 years old, and I said, Mom, there's a man in your closet, because I felt like I was being watched constantly. And then I saw the ghost in her closet, and she never wanted to tell me I was wrong. She's never done that. She's always just believed me. And but she didn't know what to think. She didn't fully believe me, but she didn't think I was lying either. But we had lived in the house for so many years, and they never had anything happen. Why would they think there was a spirit in the house?
Exactly.
And then one day my mom was putting on her makeup and her vanity, and she heard 3 knocks on her closet door. Well, obviously no one's in her closet. So she pulled out an EVP recorder, and we caught voices on it. And that's my dad knew that there was a spirit in the house, because initially he didn't actually believe me. He told me he thought that it was my imagination. But the ghost was focused on women, so it's not like he would have known anyways.
Yeah, that's crazy. Especially why did I lose in the closet?
Yeah, it was
I had one in my
really
closet
creepy.
Still in my bedroom. I'm like, why are you in the closet? Why? Come out of the closet.
It seems like they're always in the closet. I don't get it. You can watch a haunting and stuff. I genuinely don't get it. He was just in my mom's closet. And my dog saw him too. She would bark violently into my parents' bedroom.
They like to hide in dark places. And I tell people that's why, like, you know, most, like, because I do a lot of residential too. So, you know, I go into houses and the shades down. I'm like, you know how to open the shades. I open them and gotta let sun in, because they hide in the dark, and you gotta keep your house uncluttered. Because I would say clutter causes chaos, you know?
Oh, and the ghost did at one point, before we realized that there was a ghost in the house, threw a piece of metal at my mom's back. It flew like 6 feet in the air and hit her square in the back.
Holy cow.
But my dad saw that happen. My experiences were mainly him just literally following me around the house 24/7. It was very creepy, and I hated it. And my mom experienced that too. She did think that was part of her imagination until we had a psychic come in and say, the ghost is here, here, and here, by my mom's bed, where he would watch her sleep. He was on my loft bed ladder, where I saw him watching me sleep one night. And then I slept in my parents' room until we moved out.
Oh, wow, that's crazy. I know, it's horrible for a child to go through this. I was being pushed, punched. I mean, I got thrown across the room. But my family was experiencing stuff, but they couldn't see what I was seeing. You know, like, I was seeing this horrible, horrible... Well, I had this horrible creature that was, like, always in my bed. And then this really tall man, the slender man that always haunts children with the hat, you know. He would always, like, come to me, and he would stand at my doorway, and I could hear him breathing. But
that is really creepy.
Yeah, but, you know, now as I get older, I'm like, you know what? I realize this guy can never cross thresholds in my bedroom. Well, there's only one bedroom in the house. This is my brother's room. I used to sleep in my brother's room because I was so scared. He can never cross that threshold. So that was my safety room.
Yeah. That's how I felt in my bedroom. He would stand in my doorway. I had a loft bed that was really, really, like, high up, way too high up. And then I had a couch bed, and because I was young, I was like, oh, cool, a couch on that, even though I have an actual mattress. And my mom, of course, had to clean it at some point, so I went back to my loft bed, and I saw him standing in the doorway looking for me, and he couldn't find me. Yeah. I'm like, yes, I am safe here. And then one night, he had climbed my loft bed ladder and was watching me sleep probably a foot away from my head.
Oh, my God, that's so creepy. I don't like that. That's how I tell him, you know, before I go to sleep, nobody is allowed to come near me when I'm sleeping. Because one time I woke up, I didn't open my eyes because I could feel somebody's face in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you got to go, and you're not coming back. Because now I never want to talk to you.
it's really creepy.
I used to have, the one thing used to mimic my mom's voice. And call me in the middle of the night. So I would actually kind of sleepwalk out, and I would always wake up in pitch black at the top of the stairs. So then, now what it started doing to me in my dreams is it would make me dream that I could fly down the stairs, trying to get me to fly down the stairs. He's trying to hurt me.
Wow.
That's creepy.
That's crazy. Well, I'm glad, you know, that you've been able to help people with experiences like your own and, you know, really grow in your abilities from it to help people who've had experiences like yours.
Yeah.
I know we have to take a quick commercial break, though, but we'll be right back with more questions.
It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. It's coming to the late edition of the show. I see people popping in and out of the phone queue, so I hope everything's working in the phone screen. We, you know, when we have a lot of activity and we have little glitches that happen here and there. So feel free to call back in 347-202-0316, 347-202-0316. I want to thank April too for offering free on-air readings. Welcome to today. We're welcoming natural born clairvoyant, automatic writer, remote viewer, celebrity psychic medium, shaman, ghost hunter, intuitive April, the psychic housewife of New Jersey, as featured on Travel Channel's The Holzer Files. Everyone visit intuitiveapril.com. That's intuitiveapril.com. Facebook like Intuitive April. Twitter and Instagram at intuitive_April. It's the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. We'll try to get your calls in if you get back in there. I know some people were posting that they wanted to get in there. So 347-202-0316, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dustin Perry, the Paranormal Rockstar, and you're listening to The Ghost Host with the most, Sophia Temporelli, only on liveparanormal.com.
For joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com. The only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
Hey, this is Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, and you are listening to the Ghost Host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
Not only am I Dave Schrader, but I'm Dave Schrader of Travel Channel's The Holzer Files, and you're listening to host Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. I feel left out. I wanted to throw myself into your mix of voiceovers now.
I love it, you know. It's almost like we didn't leave break.
That's right, Dave Schrader. Everyone, send your prayers out. Again, we got word last night he's in the hospital through the darkzone.tv, the online event going on. Yeah, he missed his spot on there. And so we're hearing that. So everyone send your prayers and energy to Dave and shoot him a note, anything or any comfort or warmth or strength to his family right now too as well. I'm bringing April back into the studio with having a little bit of muting problems here, unmuting right now, still toggling. Sophia, April, you're back on the air. And actually, too, we have, because it's getting to the late edition of the show, we have here a 702 caller. Hi, 702, what's your name?
Hey, it's Jill McFarlane, the tombstoner.
Jill, hey, fellow podcaster. Welcome, you're on with April and Sophia.
Hey, you guys, I'm happy
Hi.
To be here. And, you know, April, I don't know you, but I'm about to. And I used to go by the name Sin City Spirit Seekers. And I had Sophia and John on my radio show about 8 years ago. And
yeah.
So I tune in every now and then. And I'm always sharing the posts. And I saw what was happening today. And I love the name of your show. You look like you're a kick. And I said, okay, I got to tune in.
Oh, cool.
So I'm happy to be here. Yeah, I was watching the Lizzie Borden event too, and what you just said a minute ago, John, about Dave Schrader, that was a drag, because I was like, oh yeah, I know that guy, he's coming on, and then boom, he's not coming on. So yeah, prayers big time go out to him. And so let me I would love to hear a little bit about what's going on. I was having trouble accessing the show until I called in just now. I couldn't get on online for some reason. I probably got too many things cooking in the house right now.
I was asking
That's
you,
okay.
Yes, people are writing to me that they can't get in. What's that?
Yeah, basis? I was having trouble on the paranormallive.com thing. So I was going to just hang out and listen online, but like, you know, on the phone. But actually, I really kind of wanted to chit-chat, too.
Okay. All right. So what, you want to ask anything specific to me or?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've been a ghost hunter for about 15 years.
That is cool.
I was part of a
you
duo.
You sound really cool though. You sound like a badass.
I'm a badass.
She
I
is.
Just dyed my hair purple.
I love it.
and you know what? I was a party of two. We were the Sin City Spirit Seekers. We had a blast. And then, you know,
oh,
then we had a fight.
So cool. Yeah.
Right? Oh, thanks.
I know. There's a lot of fighting in this field.
My deal was she was my stepdaughter. I divorced her father, so she kind
of
said, I got to go. And I get that.
Yeah.
And,
but
we were closer in age. We were only 6 years apart, so we had a pissa. We were all over the place. And then we got a hold of John, and we kind of learned about John and Sophia through Peter James, who we kind of started out ghost hunting with. So,
I know Peter James. I love
He's so awesome. He was so authentic, and I
yeah,
still love
absolutely.
The guy.
Absolutely. My husband's a big fan.
And so I really love the connection that the Temporelli family has there. So I'm very loyal. always like posting
cool.
and sharing, and I think that Sophia is doing a kick-ass job for somebody who started when she was like 12 years old, right, Sophia? You started when you were like 12?
Yeah, I mean,
know.
That's pretty
Thank
cool.
You.
Jesus H. Christ, I'm 56, turning my hair purple and calling myself the tombstoner and going from a party of two to a party of one, and I party all the time.
Well, you're in Vegas, too, you know.
Listen, I got to come out and visit you. We got to hang out. Oh, if you're in Vegas, I'm going.
Definitely.
I want to go visit Zach.
You
I'm
guys
Zach's
are a
girlfriend.
I'd love
he doesn't
to.
Know it, but I'm his girlfriend.
That's excellent.
A little Twitter war with Holly. About him. Kidding around, no, we were joking. It was all in good fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are you talking about? Are you talking about Zach?
I missed
who you were talking about, April. Who's your boyfriend? Are you saying Zach?
That's my boyfriend, yeah.
And you know what? Zach and I have the same birthday.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
Wait. He's in April, right?
Yeah, April 5th.
Yeah, I'm the first. Oh, my God, how cool.
Oh. See, that's why
we're
connected.
We're wild and crazy, yeah. Now, let me ask you something. have you been writing stuff? Have you been writing? Because I'm seeing like different.
Yes, I have. Yes.
Mm.
I have because.
But
yes, go ahead.
It's split up. It's weird.
Say
I don't
what?
Know if I'm like almost seeing like three books. I don't know if I'm splitting it up. Or,
well, I have three ex-husbands, so I got blockbusters. I'll tell you.
They got four. We got a book on each one of them. No.
the current one is A-OK. So
so far, no. Just don't piss us Aries off, right?
Right. Hell hath no fury, right? Oh shit.
So, all right. So, yeah, have you been writing? Because I'm seeing, like,
I've been writing poetry. I've even gotten up in the middle of the night crying, writing poetry.
All right. Now, wait a minute. So, maybe this is what the three is. I think it might be three different subjects.
Because I do want to write. I do want to write.
Oh, okay. And you will. You will. And I actually see somebody helping you.
You see somebody helping me?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I don't know if you kind of call on somebody. But you know what? I'm wondering, because I'm seeing three, like one's going to be the poetry, maybe one's on your, you know, on your life and what you do, one's on paranormal. But I'm seeing three, like, manuscripts. You better let me know what happens.
That's so cool. And you know what? I gotta admit, about a month ago, I was listening to the old radio show I had when Sophia Temporelli was on it as a kid.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get some clips with Peter James's voice. So I grabbed her voice, too. And she was saying hello. And Peter James is going, hello. You know, and so I was listening. And in the show.
Come through. Speak to me.
Speak to me. So
there it is.
So she says, hey, Sophia tells me at that time that she was doing some writing for Haunted Past magazine. So I wrote that down. I've got a little sticky note in my office, and I've been thinking about, I started to look, okay, can I freelance write for Fate? Because I buy Fate magazine. I've been getting it since I was like freaking 14. So, you know, I'm a wacko, right? So I can write for Fate. I could write for Haunted magazine or Haunted Past magazine like Sophia, or I could write my own stuff, or I
Listen,
could freaking solve that Lizzie Borden murder. What'd you say,
Listen,
April?
I'm telling you, I'm seeing you definitely writing something, and it's going to be, even though I keep saying I see three, I'm throwing down the card soon, and a choice between two or doing two things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this is, and I'm telling you, somebody else is going to help you with this.
Hello?
You see a male or a female?
There he is.
Yeah, Peter James. Peter James, no kidding.
That's going to help you. This is going to be a male, and he's in the business. So I don't know if it's like, you know what I'm talking about?
I had a cool regular guest on my show, because we had our show for like a year and a half. It was just AM radio here in local Las Vegas. And, And you know, he was a strange, but I loved what he had to say. So I had this guy on my show as often as possible. and I've thought about reaching out. Now, I haven't had my show in like 8 years or 7 years. Say what?
No, I almost lost you guys. It fell out of my ear.
So I just didn't want to, I don't want to, you know, hit the guy out of the blue. But I've been known to do that. I'll just pop out of pop back into people's lives and act like I haven't missed a beat.
No,
because it doesn't feel like you do anyway. You know, you haven't changed. If you haven't gone loony, you know, then it should be all right.
This business doesn't make us crazy. Now, were you planning on a move or something?
Yeah. I'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
Wait, but did it get delayed on where you want to go?
Here's the deal. We live in Vegas, and my husband's also from Long Island. We're both from Long Island.
Okay.
We met there, dated a long time ago, reconnected 30 years later. Poof, he moves out here. It's so damn hot. 114 and all that terrible. We hate it. We're like, this sucks. And like, we're like thankful when it's only 105. It's awful.
Yeah.
So
oh my God.
We really want to go to Cape Cod. We want to retire in Cape Cod,
yeah.
Have a little
definitely
boat,
a move. Yeah.
And go
there's
fishing.
A move for you. There's a move
and
for
we
you.
Want to have snow and thunderstorms.
Yes, the seasons, the four seasons.
Am I going, April?
You're going. You're going, but can I tell you something? I know you already know this, that your husband doesn't like it, right? He tells you?
He tells
he really
me. He does want to go, but
yeah.
I'm a little sick, so I accidentally stupidly said, well, maybe we should go near Pennsylvania where you have friends in case I kick off early, you know. But I feel like kind of like, hey, too bad. I've had this dream a lot longer than you. I've said it since I was about 7 that I'm going to go live in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and maybe I'll be a tour guide there for like the dead tours. I got a dead of night tours.
Oh,
or maybe
cool.
I'll just. Or I ran for the county recorder here in Las Vegas, and I almost won. I had over 250,000 votes. And if I
get
could go
you.
There and look at those county records of the records from the Pilgrims,
yes.
Where they're saying the property line is at the 2 feet from the stump, you know, in the left corner of the yard. I mean, their records are like that. Can
That's
you imagine?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So
awesome.
I
want to
just go
listen,
there and
you listen,
immerse myself.
There's definitely a move to you. I definitely do. Where you're going to be very happy, and where I see like, I don't know if you open up your own business. I see that happening?
My husband's got one.
Okay. All right. Because I definitely see somebody having their own business. But I'm telling you,
I did think
you,
about making some cute roach clips. To go with my tombstone thing. I'm macrameing these cute little roach clips.
I love it.
With
oh
purple
my God.
Feathers, right?
Listen, you have to
yeah,
look me up when you come
feathers,
here.
Hey, that's a good one, John. Sophia,
yep.
I'm sorry. I'm corrupting you over there.
No,
sure.
No,
sure I am.
Fine.
Well, Jill, thanks. It sounds like you got your direction confirmed there. And
yeah, I kind of love that.
I know.
I kind of love that.
And keep with the writing. I love the writing. But I'm telling you, I don't think it's only going to be a poetry. It's going to be something else. Yeah. It's going to be juicy.
Because I just think about writing a book.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to do it. And I see three. I see three.
I'll tell you, April, I'm a stalking victim. So I wanted to write about that, to tell people what to do, what mistakes I made. Don't throw your garbage out to the street.
Yeah.
You know?
I have one now, you know. Harmless so far, you know. Writes me love poems monthly, and they're absolutely beautiful. But there's some things in there that was a little disturbing, like sitting on my front stairs. Wanting to die to me, and I'm like, all right, now I'm done.
Yeah, no, not
wow.
cool. Not cool. Mine,
there's
going to
be a hard close on
the
show. Is there
deal.
April? Is there a way Jill can contact you?
Oh, yes.
Like,
Well, I can give you my number. It's on my website anyway, too.
Okay, I'll look you up.
Yeah, look me up.
And I'm on
intuitiveapril.com. Oh yeah,
I'm on Facebook. You can even put in the tombstoner because I rigged it up so it could come up like that.
Oh, I love it. I'm gonna look you up definitely. I'm gonna do it now.
Okay, good. Why don't
you
friend me?
I'm gonna stalk you. I'm
yeah,
sorry?
What's up, John? Yeah, don't stalk me. I'm packing heat these days, you know.
All
hey,
right,
man.
Yeah.
Don't,
I was just thinking about that. I want to do that.
Yeah. Get a cool purse from Gun Toting Mamas just to conceal it.
Oh,
they got
awesome.
A built-in host.
But you know what? I don't think we can count you.
And
Jill,
Peter has.
We're here with love and light for you.
He's here with love and light for you, Jill. So
I love him.
The thumbnail, if you go to intuitiveapril.com on the far right thumbnail, if you click that, she has Got Ghosts,
and it has all of April's contact information there. But thank
you. Oh, excellent. Excellent. You guys are great. This was an excellent phone call. I'm so glad I made it. I'm sorry if I took up too much time, Sophia. You know I'm a blabbermouth.
Oh, no. Sorry. Thank you so much for calling in.
Okay.
All right, guys. I'm going to come visit you.
Good. Good. Do it. And don't forget to hit me up on Facebook, okay? Because it was really cool talking to you.
Cool talking to
you.
You
know, sometimes there are kindred spirits. You could just, you know, connect with somebody and you know it, they're a pisser. And and of course, you're from New Jersey. I'm from Long Island. So,
oh my
so there
God.
You go.
I'm definitely coming to see you. And then we'll go
and
visit Sophia. We'll do a road trip.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Road trip with
talk
your roach clips. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Thanks so much for that, April.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on today. It's been great having you, and I will have you back on in the future for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, with all the mix-up, I would definitely love to come back and you know, read all your viewers, which I know you have millions. You're so popular.
Thank you. I'm so happy to have talked to you today, and it was great hearing you both interact. I love a Jersey accent. I think it's amazing.
Crazy, right?
No,
all right,
I can do one of my own, but thank you so much for coming on.
And thank you for having me. And also, can I say one more thing? Like, I have a show on Paranormal Warehouse on every Tuesday at 7 p.m. where I do live readings for everyone, free live readings. So, and then right after that, if they subscribe, I do readings for a smaller group. So, like, it's almost guaranteed, you know, everyone will get a reading.
Yeah, quickly,
well,
I want to mention, too, you have
sure
the Haldeman Mansion Pennsylvania event September 12th. You have October 23rd. You have the Lookout House event. The Shanley Hotel, you're going to be there, too, on Halloween
on
night.
Halloween?
So you,
yes,
if they
I'm,
go to your
I'm
website.
So
yeah, on your website, intuitiveapril.com, on the appearances and events thumbnail, you have all of your events coming up. Man, this hour flew by, but
I know,
we'd love to have
so
you back
fast.
On.
All right, yes, please do. Thank you. So nice meeting you too, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Well,
likewise,
thank you so much,
we'll
April.
Thanks, April.
All right, you take care.
You too.
You too. Yeah, the Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temperley. Fantastic show today.
Definitely. April was such a great guest. I want to thank you all for listening. The show definitely would not be possible without all of you, and I will talk to you guys again next week. Bye.
And thanks, Jill, too, for the phone call and calling in. She's always been a great supporter of yours throughout the years. I want to remind everybody, for Intuitive April's information, visit intuitiveapril.com. That's intuitiveapril.com. Facebook, like Intuitive April. Twitter and Instagram, at intuitive_April. And as to her information on the far right of her website, intuitiveapril.com, the thumbnail there, click down to Got Ghosts, and it has for Jill, too, and anybody else, April's full contact information. The Ghost Host Show with Sophia Temporelli on liveparanormal.com. Thank you all very much. We'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Debbie Francion, Ghost Adventures. You're listening to The Ghost Host with your host, Sophia Temporelli, on liveparanormal.com.
God bless you all.
Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.